耶稣这样爱顾我们。
No one loves me like Jesus.
有人像主这样乐意舍命来拯救我们。
Is there anyone else who dare to give their life to save ours?
只有他愿意改变我们。
Only He is willing to transform us.
只有他能够把我们带进荣耀里面。
And only He can take us into glory.
我们一起来读罗马书第十三章。
Let us read Romans chapter 13.
我们读第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
凡事都不可亏欠人。
Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another.
要
常以为亏欠。For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, there is love is the fulfillment of the law.
爱就完全了律法。
Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
我们把第八节哈，我们用中文念一次，用英文念一次。
Let us read verse 8 together.
我们先用中文来念一次。
In Chinese.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。请用英文。
In English.Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
这边讲到不可以亏欠人。
Here it says owe nothing to anyone.
亏欠呢，就是讲到好像是欠债一样。
When you owe someone, that means you owe someone a debt.
但是彼此相爱呢，要常以为亏欠。
So that's why we love another like we always owe someone.
所以这有两种的，好像两种不同的债。
It talks about the two different types of debt.
今天我们说有人买房子了。
Today when we talk about if someone is going to purchase a house.
他借了贷款。
Then that person will probably take a mortgage.
你是说恭喜你买了房子呢，还是说你怎么欠了债呢？
So should I congratulate you to getting a new house or should I now congratulate you that now you're in debt?
那我就知道说这个债其实有的时候还是蛮不错的哈。
So sometimes you know that not all debts are bad.
学生他读书他去贷款。
For a student, sometimes you may have to take a student loan.
你说你还没工作你就变成一个欠债的人了。
And may you say that you haven't even started working, but now you owe a bunch of money.
但是这是好的债。
But that's a good debt.
但今天如果你刷了很多的信用卡。
But on the other hand, if you overspend on your credit card.
然后那个利息非常的高。
With a high interest rate.
我们说这个是不好的债。
Then that is not a good debt.
有人到了赌场去欠了债，这是很糟糕的债。
Or there are people that borrow money to go to casino, that's a bad debt.
最近有认识啊，在很远地方有一对弟兄姐妹，他们去赌博啊，就欠了很多的债。
I knew of a brother and sisters from far away. They went gambling and they lost a lot of money.
所以有好的，也有很不好的。
So there are good debts and there are bad debts.
那在这一节圣经里面，我们要看见有三个方面。
In this verse, we can see three different perspectives.
第一方面讲到凡事都不可亏欠人。
First off, it starts with owe nothing to anyone.
然后呢，你看见说。彼此相爱呢，要常以为亏欠。
And then he says, except to love one another.
第三方面讲到爱人的就完全了律法。
And then he says, who he loves others has fulfilled the law.
不可亏欠人，这好像是我们的责任。
When he says, owe nothing to anyone is your responsibility.
常以为亏欠呢，这是从里面内心的有一个甘心乐意的付出。
He says, except to love one another, the love should be your willingness.
在上一次我们曾经和弟兄姐妹交通道。
Last time we talked about,
我们常常觉得说旧约是一些律法，都一些外面的要求。
That we thought that the Old Testament were external laws and constraints.
新约呢是讲到我们甘心乐意的付出，甘心乐意的摆上。
But the New Testament is something that you are willing to do from the bottom of your heart.
这是神所喜悦的。
And because that's what pleases God.
但是我们说新约都是这么多的恩典。
But then we say that in the New Testament is filled with grace.
可是你读读圣经。
But if you read the Bible,
主告诉我们,
then the Lord tells us,
我们的义若不胜过文士和法律赛人的义,
If our righteousness does not surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, then you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So it is not just because of grace, God's standard has now dropped down low. But you should recognize that God's standard is still way above the law. That how do we become more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees? Not through our own work. We say that Jesus has an extraordinary life. So when we live out this new life, then we will surpass the law. A lot of times, this becomes your responsibility. You can't say that I don't want to do my responsibility because I just don't feel like it. Owe nothing to anyone. That's your job. So that we don't want other people to lose because of us.
所以在第七节他讲到凡人所当得的就给他。
Then he says that whatever deserves something, you should give to that person.
当得粮的就给他纳粮。
If someone deserves wages, then give them the wages.
当得税的就给他上税。
Whoever deserves the taxes should get the taxes.
当惧怕的惧怕他。
Fear to whom deserve fear.
当恭敬的恭敬他。
And honor to give to those who deserve honor.
我想你问人说你喜不喜欢缴税啊？
If you ask anyone, would you like to pay taxes?
我想大家都会讲说能缴越少越好。
And I think everyone's mindset is as minimum as I could.
但是很多地方是我们的责任。
But don't you recognize that that's your responsibility?
今天讲到说凡事都不可亏欠人。
So he says, owe nothing to anyone.
该要给别人的你就应该给别人。
When something that's due, then give it.
我们不能亏欠别人。
Because we're not supposed to owe anything.
那我们讲到说如果我们真的愿意履行自己的责任。
But if you say that you are about to fulfill your duty,
我们才能讲到说我是不亏欠人的。
Then now you could say that you owe nothing.
圣经告诉我们我们活着呢, 是要有一个无愧的良心。
In the psalm, it tells us that we should live with an unblemished conscience.
但是如果亏欠了人,
But if you now you owe something,
然后你的良心也有亏欠,
then your conscience also is now in debt.
很多时候属灵的道路你就没有办法走得那么踏实。
That means that your spiritual life is not so straight anymore.
所以第一个点呢就非常强调我们该尽的责任。
So still, it starts off with your duty.
今天如果我们只不过是想要享受很多的权利,
Today, if you just want to enjoy all your rights,
忽略了我们应当尽的责任,
but you neglect the duty that you're supposed to take,
在一个家里面就会很多的苦,
then in a family, it's a lot of pity.
在我们众人在一起的时候呢, 你会发现说, 可能就有少数的人他要担得非常重的重量。
And then when we come together, then you see that there is going to be some people that have to take on extra burden.
有人讲说那个燕子啊, 它飞的时候为什么成一个人的形状?
Then sometimes you talk about the goose. When they fly, they have a formation.
啊, 有人就研究说, 这个其实是一个最好的一个形状。
And then he says that this formation is the best form to fly.
啊, 每一个跟着前面的那一个。
So each goose, they have to follow the leader.
然后呢, 他都能够在前面的那个帮他挡了一点风。
And because the bird at the front, that one takes on the most resistance.
每一个都有他的责任。
So each one of them is a part of this formation.
他能够最有效率的往前飞。
And this is the most efficient way to fly.
那我们说每一个都有了前面有人挡，对不对？
And then do you have someone in front of you?
那你就说那最前面的那一只呢？
Then what happened to the one that is in the front?
的确最前面的那一只是最吃力的。
Because the one in the front, they have to take on all the wind.
哎，所以呢，这个这些燕子的，他们会轮流的飞到最前面去。
And that's why these goose, they take turns.
我们有我们的责任。
We have our duty.
我们不可以亏欠人。
and we must fulfill it.
然后从这个开始呢，你才能说，那我们是不是在这个上面还能够再往前去呢？
And then that's when you have accomplished this, then you can now move forward.
有一次我们家那个院子里面的一些喷水的东西坏掉了。
One time, in my backyard, one of the water, thingy broke.
有一个墨西哥裔的做园丁的啊，找他来给我看看可不可以怎么修。
So we asked a gardener to fix it.
啊，他说可以啦，换那个东西。
And he said it's easy, just replace it.
啊，有四个坏掉了。
There are four sprinklers that broke.
那一个呢是八块钱。
One of them was $18.
啊，我就说没问题，我给你八十块。
Then I said, here it is, $80.
他想我可能是跟他在那里杀价哈。
And then he thought that I must be asking for a discount or something.
啊，他就跟我讲了，就这个材料多少啊，怎么样怎么样啊。
And then he mentions that, well, there's also labor, material, and all those things.
哎，我说你算一算，十八乘以四是多少
？And I asked him, so how much is $18 times four?
好像他数学大概不太好，最后他终于算出来了。
I finally took him a while to finish the calculation.
原来是32块啊！哦，72，我也数学不好啊 ，Sorry。
Four of them was supposed to be $72.
那我是给他80块。
But I gave him 80.
后来他一听他恍然大悟。
Then once he recognized, then he knows.
他就很高兴。
Then he was happy actually.
他就做得很好。
And then he did a great job.
给他72块是我是不亏欠人，对不对
？To give him $72, that just means that we are even.
但是很多的时候，你愿意多给一点。
But a lot of times when you're willing to pay extra.
那我们在这里看见，他不单讲到凡事都不可亏欠人。
So it starts with owed nothing to anyone.
但是有一个点呢，他说到彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。
Then it then continues as except to love one another.
这个以为亏欠是我们内心的。
To love one another like you owe something should be from the bottom of your heart.
爱是永远偿还不了的债
，because love is continuously in debt。
所以我们在这里看见说，今天主的爱充满在我们里面。
So when we are sealed with God's love，
关键是我们知道说，他为我们所付出的不是我们值得的。
And understand that what He has paid for is not what we deserve。
在我们还做罪人的时候
，when we were sinners，
他就为我们死。
He died for us，
而且死在十字架上。
He died for us on the cross。
他怎么会这样的来爱我们
？How did He love us so much？
那这个爱是余格的爱。
And this is the love that is so fulfilling.
真的是我们所不配的。
A love that we never deserve.
弟兄姐妹，每一次只有被主的爱充满的时候。
So brothers and sisters, every time when you are filled with this love.
我们会不会觉得在爱的里面，我们有许多的亏欠
？Then when you are being filled with this love, don't you feel that you're in debt?
当主问我们说，我为你舍了这么多。
When the Lord asks you, I have given up so much for you.
你为我舍了什么
？What have you given back?
他为我们做了这么多。
When He has completed so much.
我们为他做了什么
？What have you done for Him?
啊，那首诗歌。
The song that we
sang, 每次唱的时候叫我们很受感动。
When we were singing the song, we should be touched.
知道我们说我们愿意把自己献在主的面前。
And know that we should give yourself to God.
保罗的书信常常在前面，他讲到许多的真理。
In Paul's letters, it always starts with a lot of truth.
那在后面一段呢，他讲到很多我们生活里的实行。
And then it follows by some tip, some application you can use in your life.
罗马书十二章从第一节开始，这是一个关键点。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, this is a turning point.
将身体献上当作活祭。
It talks about how we should present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
保罗是以神的慈悲来劝我们。
So Paul is urging us with God's grace.
兄姐妹，当我们被主的爱所充满。
Mercies of God, when you are filled by God's love,
我们真知道能够把自己奉献，实在是神极大的恩典。
Then you recognize that if you have the chance to present yourself as a sacrifice, that's God's mercy.
因为下面你讲到生活，讲到实行。
Then it talks about how we should live our life.
不是主在这里要求我们，你要做到这个，做到那个。
This is not God asking you to do such and such.
今天我们知道说，我不过是一个祭坛的子民。
But you should now know that you are a citizen of the altar.
哇，自己是献在祭坛上的人。
You are now the sacrifice.
今天活 是基督在我们里面活。
And when you live for Christ.
我们再来看有许多生活里的实行。
And then it holds on to more applications of how we do this in life.
常常你说这些要求、这些标准。
Then you say that these standards
超过我们能够做到的。
Are way too high.
但是我们感谢主。
Well, thanks to the Lord.
主在我们的里面，他是我们的生命。
That the Lord now is our inner life.
今天他从我们身上，他能够活出来。
And it is now in our life that He revealed Himself.
他要我们每一位都能够看见。
So that all of us can now see.
现在活着的不再是我们自己。
That it is no longer I.
是基督在我们里面活着。
But Christ.
这边讲到说，在爱的里面彼此相爱，特别我们要觉得。常以为是亏欠的。
So that we, that's why we need to love one another like we owe them.
在形式上，在外面，我们没有说应该要亏欠人。
In our living and in our daily life, owe nothing else.
但是在我们的里面
，But inside of you,
有没有觉得是亏欠的
？Do you feel that you owe them love?
所以，在一个程度来讲呢，你说我该做的我都做到了。
So on one hand, you may say that I've done all I could.
很可能就落到了法律赛人的那个光景。
Then you can become a Pharisee.
我尽了我所能做的。
That I did my best.
我照了律法的要求，我都做到了。
I followed the law.
他觉得说我没有亏欠人，我没有亏欠神。
So now that I owe nothing to no one and I do not owe anything to God.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们来到主的面前
，But brothers and sisters, when you come before the Lord,
当我们摸着了主在我们里面的生命
，When you have touched your inner life.
啊，那么的超凡。
Then you see the extraordinary.
他远远超过所有律法的要求。
How he far exceeds any law.
哦，他那个爱在我们的里面。
And when this love is in you,
不只赦免我们。
Not only now you're forgiven.
哦，他的爱把我们要一直爱到他荣耀里。
But he, with his love, he brings you into his glory.
弟兄姐妹，不是叫我们紧紧的得救。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord doesn't want you to be just barely be saved.
今天神要我们在地上显出一个荣耀的见证来。
But God wants you to be his testimony.
他的生命是怎么样的一个生命？
How do you manifest his life?
我们得救的时候都觉得非常的稀奇。
When you're first saved, you felt amazed.
他怎么会爱我这么污秽，这么样？不值的人
Why would he love a sinner like me?
他竟然爱了我
But now that he loves me
弟兄姐妹那今天我们愿不愿意让这个爱从我们的里面能够彰显出来
So today are you willing to manifest this love to the others?
在爱的里面要常以为亏欠
Love one another like you owe them
把这个亏欠的感觉
，and this feeling of owing，
必须是从主的爱来的
，has to come from God's love，
被他的爱所充满。
When you feel by His love，
我们说我们真是亏欠主
，then you will know that you now owe God。
而我们跟人相处的时候
，and when you're with other people，
你会有一个亏欠的感觉
，then you will feel that now you owe them something。
那第一个亏欠的感觉。
The first feeling of this owe.
我们看保罗在罗马书第一章十四节这边，他讲说，无论是希利人或外人。
In Romans chapter 1, it says, "I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians."
无论是聪明人、愚拙人。
Both to the wise and to the foolish.
他说我都欠他们的债。
Said, "I am under obligation to them."
他情愿尽他的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
That I'm eager to preach to the people in Rome.
所以保罗说他是一个欠债的人。
So Paul says that he is now under obligation.
我得了这么大的恩典。
That I have received such grace.
好像说我今天如果不把这个主福音传出去。
And today, if I don't preach this gospel,
我是欠了福音的债。
Then I owed this debt.
今天恩典是白白的临到我们身上。
Today we have received grace.Freely,
但我们也求主把这一个亏欠、这个欠债的感觉放在我们的里面。
So we need to ask the Lord to give us this feeling that we owe other people this grace.
我们的亲人有没有还有没有得救的
？Any of your family members not saved yet?
我们欠了福音的债。
You owe them the gospel.
主也告诉我们，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And the Lord promises that if one member of the family is saved, then the whole family is saved.
主的救恩，主是巴不得是临到我们的一家的。
Because God's salvation is for the whole family.
有人还不认识主。
If your family member does not know Christ,
我们欠了福音的债。
Then you owe them the gospel.
我们要福音传给他们，我们要为他们祷告。
You owe them the prayers, and you owe them to be saved.
你四围的朋友还有没信主的
？Are there any friends around you that are not believers？
我们说我们欠了福音的债。
Then you owe them the gospel。
我们要把福音能够传出去。
It is your job to preach to them。
保罗他说他好像是一个欠债的人。
Paul said that I am now under obligation。
弟兄姐妹，这是一种非常好的债。
Brothers and sisters, these are the good debts。
今天我们领受的这么丰富。
Today, how much you have already received？
白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
The grace that you have taken freely, pass it on.
那我们讲到说，在生活的里面。
Then it says that in our daily living.
有没有可能在爱里面是常以为亏欠的呢？
Can you treat one another like you owe them love?
当人家要求你陪他走一里路。
When someone asks you to walk with them for a mile,
我愿意陪你走两里路。
Would you say I will walk with you for 2 miles?
所以有很多这些你说第一里路呢是。合理的要求。
Maybe you would say that yes, the first mile, I'm just fulfilling what you ask.
哎，你做到了，你说我没有亏欠了。
Then if you've done it, then you've done your job.
哎，但是呢，很多时候你甘心乐意的说还有第二里路。
But now if you willingly walk the second mile,
是从甘心乐意从里面愿意做的。
Then that's from your heart.
那这个我们在天然人的里面呢，在人间呢，常常只有看到好像父母对儿女的那个爱。能够达到这一些的标准。
Now in your natural life, I think most of the examples come from how the parents love their children.
很多时候也不一定哈。
But sometimes not.
因为真正的甘心愿意舍自己的，只有神的爱。
Because the one love that is truly ever giving is God's love.
这边告诉我们，在彼此相爱呢，我们要常以为亏欠。
So here it reminds us that we have to love one another like we owe them.
也就是说，你虽然做了很多
，meaning that even if you have already done a lot，
但如果你里面呢，觉得还有一个亏欠的感觉
，but in you if you still feel that you owe them，
你会觉得说我该做的是更多的
，if you feel like that you can do more，
我这样爱是不够的
，if you feel that your love is more，
其实神给我们的祝福，你就发现说，在生活里面啊。这个原则会带来非常非常大的祝福的。
Then you know that when you love some more, it brings more blessings.
不止我们不亏欠人。
So not only you don't want to owe other people.
我们会主动的关心别人的需要。
But you should now actively ask them what they want.
我们不只是常常蒙了恩典。
Not only we want to receive grace.
我们会为别人来着想。
But now you want to think about the others.
这些都是你该尽的责任之上的。
And then I tell you, if you do that, then you have gone the extra mile.
如果人家问你说你的 EQ 怎么样？
If someone asks you how is your emotional intelligence,
就是你的这个人际关系啊，各方面，你到底是好不好？
How is your social skills? How are you around people?
其实很简单的。
Simply,
那你在这里如果知道说你在爱的里面是常以为亏欠的
，If you could treat them like you owe them love,
你会发现说。你的 EQ 马上就提高了。
Then I tell you, then that's how you raise the emotional.
你在同学中间一下子就很受欢迎了。
Within your friends, now you will become popular.
其实夫妻之间
，And I tell you that in a couple,
很多时候是讲道理啊。这个你看我做这么多，你为什么只做这么一点
？A lot of times you start calculating how much you have done, how much I have done.
如果我们把主的话带到我们生活里面。
But if you use God's word in your life,
在爱里面呢是常以为亏欠的。
If you could treat the other like you owe them love,
你做了以后你还有一种亏欠的感觉。
If you do some, you want to do more.
我给你保证，你的婚姻是马上改变的。
Then I promise you that you have a happy marriage.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们非常多的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us so much blessings.
有一个预言哈，一个讲到说，有一匹马跟一个驴。
There's a prophecy talk about a horse and a donkey.
那平常呢，马是载人的，驴是载 载货的。
A lot of times horses is for men to ride on and donkey is meant to carry luggage.
有一个人呢，他带着马，带着驴，但是那次货物比较多啊，所以呢，他就大部分放在驴的身上。有一点呢放在这个马的身上。
So there is one time there's a traveler, he has a horse and a donkey, but he has a lot of luggages, puts most of it on the donkey, but some on the horse.
那个马呢就非常的不高兴。
And then the horse is upset.
我是载人的，你怎么把货放在我身上呢？
And the horse says, I'm here for you to ride on, not the luggage.
不过他很不情愿，不得已的，他们就往前走了。
But still, the horse walked.Forward.
路程走远了，这个驴呢越来越受不了了。
And then started going on. The donkey became overwhelmed.
他这个驴呢就跟这个马说：“马兄啊，你再帮我多背负一点。”
And then the donkey said to the horse, "Can you help me out and carry some of my luggage?"
那马已经很不高兴了，还有再加给我的？不不不，绝对不可以。
And then the horse was already upset, so obviously he would say no.
走到最后呢，这个驴真的倒下去了。
Then at the end of the journey, the donkey fell.
他不行了。
The donkey was overwhelmed. It fell.
那这个主人怎么办呢？
And then what did the owner do?
他就把这个驴身上的担子啊，就全部放到马身上。
And obviously, and now all the luggage goes onto the horse.
到那时候马后悔，都来不及了。
Then the horse now is regretting.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候，当你站在属灵的原则里
，Brothers and sisters, a lot of time when you take on the principle,
你以为好像是多做了一点。
You think.That you're doing extra.
其实你发现说，其实你自己也是蒙福的。
Then don't you realize that you're also the one who is blessed?
当你帮别人做的时候
，When you go help the others,
主的生命能够从我们身上能够流露出来。
That's when you manifest Christ's life.
我们四围有很多福音的朋友。
You are surrounded by gospel friends.
我们知道他们不只要听见福音。
And you know that they need to do more than just hear the gospel.
很多人他讲说，我需要看见福音。
For a lot of them, they need to see it.
因为我们真的要传福音。
So yes, you have to preach the word.
但是也许你会发现有人他听过福音。
And you recognize that some gospel friends, they have heard it many times.
但他将告诉你他为什么不能相信呢？
But when they tell you why they cannot believe,
那个向他传福音的人，
because the one who preached the gospel to them,
也许就在他们的生活，在他们的行为当中，你觉得说是不可以接受的。
Maybe that's the person that has done things so wrong that it rejects everyone else.
很多人讲说跟自己最亲的人传福音是越难的。
And a lot of people say that the one that is closest to you is the hardest.Hardest to preach the gospel.
因为他跟你最靠近。
Because they're close to you.
他最认识你。
Because they know what you do.
特别是他如果看得见你的生活。
Especially if they know how you live.
所以有时候我们觉得这个不容易。
Then you say that, oh, this is so hard.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天如果你从另外一个角度来讲。
But brothers and sisters, if you look at it from the other way.
如果我们生活是有见证的。
If you are living your life like a testimony.
谁是最容易看见的呢？
Then who would be the one that would see it first?
是不是那个跟你最靠近的？
Wouldn't that be the ones too close to you?
他跟你最亲近。
The one that are see you every move.
他最了解你。
The one that know you from before.
他最容易从你身上看见主。
These are the ones that will see Christ through you.
福音是神的大能。
Tell you the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
It will save all who believe.
所以福音的大能一面在我们的传讲上面。
So the power of His word sometimes comes from our preaching.
一面在我们的见证上面。
But the other hand is how you live it out.
他这边讲到一面说到凡事都不可亏欠人
Say it, you start again with owe nothing to anyone
这是我们的责任
That's your duty
他讲到彼此相爱要常以为亏欠
And then to love one another like you owe them
这是在我们的内心
And that's from your heart
是我们甘心乐意的愿意把主的生命活出来
To come from your willingness to live out God's love
他讲到说因为爱人的就完全了律法
For he who loved his neighbor has fulfilled the law
爱人的就完全了律法
He who loved his neighbor has fulfilled the law
主告诉我们说他来了不是要废掉律法
The Lord says that I did not come here to abolish the law
他是要怎么样呢
What did he come to do?
他要成全律法。
He came to fulfill the law.
那我们说主不是每一次都责备那些法律赛人啊、文士啊，讲到他们怎么样守律法。
Then didn't Christ always criticize the Pharisees for just fulfilling the law?
那是因为他们 做一些外面的。
Because the Pharisees, they do it external.
他们不注重他们的里面。
They don't care their inner life.
那根源是什么？
What is the origin?
是他们没有真正的爱。
The origin is because they don't know how to love.
所以我们其实在圣经里面，他在马太福音。
In the book of Matthew,
22章讲到内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣。
In chapter 22, it says one of the people surrounding Christ was a lawyer, asked Jesus a question.
他是要试探耶稣，所以他来问耶稣。
Testing Jesus.
所以他说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
He asked teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
主告诉他，第一个要尽心、尽性、尽意。爱主你的神。
Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
他说这是诫命中最大，是第一，而且是最大的。
It is the greatest and foremost commandment.
其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
他讲到说这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
所以主在这里很清楚的让我们认识。
So here our Lord sets it clearly.
整个律法有这么多的规条。
In all the law, there are many rules.
当你看的时候，好像这个是要求，那个也是要求。
And if you look at it, this one asks you to do that, that one asks you to do something else too.
但是整个律法它的总纲。
But the summary of this whole law
在于这个爱。
Is love.
所以这个是非常稀奇的一件事情。
And how amazing is that?
这些犹太人、法律赛人，他们好像是不明白。
For these Jews and Pharisees, they never understood.
那其实，在旧约里面已经有告诉我们。
But in the Old Testament, it already told us so.
这个律法它的重要。
That the importance of this law.
它的目的。
The goal of this law.
今天我们知道。律法是叫我们知罪
is that we know that we have sinned.
但是这只是消极的方面
but that's so passive.
律法积极的目的呢是把我们引到基督
on the other side, the usage of the law is that it should take you to Christ.
借着律法叫我们知道我们天然的人就算一个最低的要求也做不到的
Through the law, as men, we should recognize that there's no way we can fulfill the law.
然后我们愿意转向主。
So that we now must turn to Christ.
我们看见说主的生命是远远超过这一切的。
And see that Christ's new life is above them all.
主告诉我们说律法说什么？你杀人的，你是犯了律法。
And then in the Old Testament, it tells you that you shall not murder.
但是呢，天国子民，你恨人的。你就是杀人了。
But for the kingdom of heaven, when you hate someone, that means that you have already murdered someone.
所以主给我们的要求远远超过律法的要求。
So our Lord has a much higher requirement than just the law.
那今天我们在这里看见爱成全了律法。
But here it tells you that love has fulfilled the law.
犹太人经过了那么长的年日。
For the Jews, many, many, many generations.
一直到今天。
Even until today.
他们还想尽办法靠自己能够来成全律法。
They still want to use their own strength to fulfill the law.
但是我们知道他们永远没有办法做到。
But we all know that it's impossible.
他们可能在外面他觉得说我已经守了这些规条。
Maybe externally, they think they follow the rules.
但是在神的眼中
But in God's eyes,
没有一个人因行律法能够被称为义的
There's not even one righteous by fulfilling the law by themselves
弟兄姐妹只有爱能够成全律法
Brothers and sisters, the only way to fulfill the law is through love
爱是从神来的
Because love comes from God
在我们天然生命的里面
In our natural life
没有这个爱
There's no such love
这个爱叫主耶稣为我们来到地上。
It is this love that Christ came to this world.
这个爱让他在十字架上亲身担当我们的罪。
And it is this same love that he went onto the cross for our sin.
这个爱叫他付了最重的代价，他买我们回来归给他。
And it is also this love that he paid the price so that we could be redeemed.
弟兄姐妹，今天这个舍命的爱，牺牲的爱。
So brothers and sisters, this self-sacrificing love.
这个神圣的爱
This holy love
今天已经在我们的里面
Today is now in you
我们说感谢赞美主。
So that's why we thank him.
今天我们在天然生命里面所没有的。
That in our natural life, what we lack.
我们说主耶稣他为我们带来了永远的生命。
When Jesus gave us his eternal life.
啊，今天这个生命在我们的里面。
When now you have this eternal life.
这个生命是远远超过了律法的要求。
And this new life.Is far above the law.
像那不可奸淫，不可杀人。
When he says that you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder.
如果你连恨人都不会去恨人。
If you don't even want to hate anyone.
因为新约的标准是什么？你恨人的就是杀人的。
I tell you that the New Testament says that if you hate someone, then you have commit murder.
如果你不恨人，你根本不会。他这边讲到说不可杀人这个规条。
Then if you hate someone, then you have broken this rule.
他讲不可奸淫。
He says you shall not commit adultery.
主给我们的那个标准是什么？你心里动了一念的，你就是犯了奸淫。
But then what did the Lord say? The Lord says that if you look at someone and you have lust, then you have committed adultery.
这边讲到不可偷盗，不可贪婪或别的奸淫。
You shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment.
是所有的都包括在爱人。
All these commandments are now summed up in you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不嫉妒。
Because when you love, you are not envy.
我记得以前教我们家女儿老三打网球。
I remember when I taught my third daughter how to play tennis.
我带着她那个花时间啊去教她，把我所有哎呀。这个所知道的哈，都教他，然后教他练习。
So I taught her everything I know. I taught her how to practice, how to swing.
然后呢，我还给她请教练。
And then I also hired a coach for her.
这好多年前了，一个小时要70块钱啊。
Many many years ago, the hourly rate is $70 an hour.
你花了很多代价。
I paid the price.
有一天她打赢我了。
And one day she won over me.
哇，她很高兴。
She was really happy.
她能够哇。把他爸爸给打败了。
That she has now won over me.
兄弟妹，你想我会不会嫉妒啊
？Brothers and sisters, at that moment, don't you think I would be jealous or envious of her?
我很不高兴。
How dare that she now won over me?
不会的。
No.
我觉得很高兴啊。
I was joyous.
没有什么嫉妒，你赢我，我感谢主，我很高兴啊。
Why would I be jealous of my daughter? I am happy that she has won.
我就是希望你比我们还要好。
In fact, exactly, I want her to be better than me.
弟兄们，为什么？因为爱。
Brothers and sisters, why? It's because I love her.
你爱，你就不嫉妒了。
If you love, then you will no longer be jealous.
你就没什么张狂，就不自夸了。
If you love, then you will not boast.
所以我们说，爱是完全的律法。
So that's why we said the love fulfills the law.
那今天主把他的爱已经赐给我们。
Today the Lord has given you His love.
他在我们身上要求什么呢
？So what did He ask you to give back?
他不是要求我们在天然人的老旧的生命里面，好像要你能够做到这个做到那个。
He's not asking you to still use your old life to live up to the expectation.
我们都会知道说。给犹太人那个最低的标准啊，都没有人能够做得到。
And we know that even the Jews, they spend their whole life cannot even reach the lowest standard.
那今天这么高的标准，那我们更做不到了。
Now with this even higher standard, we had no chance.
但是我们说感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patience.
因为这个恒久忍耐不是我们天然生命里面有的。
And this patience does not come from our natural life.
不嫉妒，不张狂，不做害羞的事。
To be kind, does not brag, not arrogance, don't do anything evil.
你读到里面的每一项啊，任何一项，你说我天然生命里面靠着我能做到吗
？If you look at any part of those verses, any part of it, with your natural life.Cannot do it.
我们都要承认我做不到的。
And you realize that you just can't do it.
爱是永不止息。
He says the love is never ending.
但是今天这个爱已经在我们的里面。
But I tell you that now you possess that love.
今天我们所需要的，说主你帮助我们。
And then what you need to do today is ask the Lord to help you.
是的，照我们今天走在十字架的路上。
When you walk the path of the cross.
When
you're willing to deny yourself,
when you're
willing to manifest Christ's
love,
when you review that new
life,
then you will be amazed.
可能我天然的来讲,
maybe in your natural life, you have done your responsibility. You did your duty. I did my part.
但是你再回到主的里面,
but when you come to the Lord,
你就发现说我有一个亏欠的感觉,
then you realize that you still owe Him something.
主的爱超过我已经做的,
God's love and what He asked for is more than what I have done.
我没有再多给一点吗? 我里面就觉得非常的亏欠。
If I don't give more, then I feel that I still owe Him something. Love is a debt that we can never fully
pay.
When you love your children, you want to give them more.
你爱真的爱人的时候,
when you truly love somebody,
哦,有一个欠债的感觉,
then you feel that you owe them and want to give some more.
但是这实在是蒙福的,
when you give, it's a blessing.
再把第八节,13章第8节, 我们一起来读一次。
Let us read 13:8 once more.
我们求主让他的话能够做工在我们的里面。
We ask the word of God will work in our heart.
能够把他的话成为我们里面的生命。
So that His words now become our new life.
我们也愿意说就在我们的生活里。
And we'll say that we are willing in our daily living.
他的话是活的,
because His words are living and true.
不是一些道理,
not just rules.
不是一些外面的要求,
not just requirements.
因为主的生命在我们里面,
because God's life is now in us.
那位说话的主, the
one who speaks now lives in our heart. Let's read Romans 13:8.
我们要注意到他讲到三个方面,
talk about those three different things.
凡事不可亏欠人,
owe nothing to anyone except to love one another.
我们一起来读, 凡事不可亏欠人,
except to love one another.
要常以为亏欠, 因为爱人的就完全了律法。 感谢主。 我们再来唱这首诗歌, 爱的真谛。
Let us sing the song, Love is